Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne says the agency has held the line on fares as long as possible. For the first time in 12 years, Connect Transit is proposing a route restructuring that would take effect in July to help offset rises rises in wages and inflation. He outlines the proposed changes with GLT's Eric Stock following a Connect Transit board meeting.
What we're proposing is increasing the one-way fare for fixed route from $1 to $1.25. And then that would increase the Connect Mobility one-way fare from $2 to $2.50. Then we also increase the Connect Mobility fixed route 30-day pass from $32 to $36, and then the CM Connect Mobility 30-day pass would increase from $65 to $70.
Now, that sounds like a small amount of money per trip, but of course, over time, that does add up, especially for those who may not be able to put a lot of money together for those kind of trips. Is there any help for them?
Yeah, what we proposed is a fare equity solution for the community. For those that have fixed income or low income, what we're introducing is we are going to be purchasing a mobile ticketing app. And through that app, the individuals that cannot afford to pay all at once for a $36 or 30-day pass, they can pay $1 at a time. But once they get to $36, maybe that may be 2 weeks later, or a week later, 3 weeks later, once they get to that $36 in that month, the rest of the rides are free. They essentially bought a 30-day unlimited pass.
So for the typical rider that would use this, I imagine, one two-way stop a day perhaps, so they would be spending $3 a day. Over the course of a month, they're looking at $60 or more, so you're looking at saving close to half that in a sense?
Correct, yeah. The whole essence of having an unlimited pass is for those heavy users of transit, you're discounting that pass for them to use it. It's more convenient for them as well. They just show their pass or swipe their pass and they're done. And it's a benefit for them. We don't necessarily want them paying for every single trip the $1.25 increase. We want them to be able to pay for an unlimited pass.
You had referenced in the meeting that you're expecting there will be some that will stop using the service simply because of the higher cost. How much is that baked into the expected revenue increase you'll get from this?
Yeah, we're expecting through the reports that we've read about fare increases, you're typically going to see a decrease in ridership. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into that decrease in ridership. It could be the economy, where the economy is at. It could be gas prices. However, with us not increasing the fares for such a long time and the value that we've provided our riders over the last 2 years with increased frequency, more later service at night, Sunday service, we believe that we can maintain our ridership at where it's at right now. However, the reports are reading are saying a 7.5% decrease in ridership if we increase fares to 25 cents.
So how much do you come out ahead then?
Yeah, so we are still expecting to come out ahead of $100,000. We've factored that into our increase in revenue. We're factoring a decrease in ridership, but with the additional revenue we're going to get from the fare increase, we'll still have an extra $100,000 in revenue next year's budget.
In addition, you've proposed ending the Olive Route, a route that goes from Orlando Avenue area in Normal to the Walmart in Normal. Ridership has been low there. So what options are available for those who still want to use the service?
Yeah, so the individuals that live in Orlando Northbrook, they can use the Yellow Route. That route has 15 or 30-minute service throughout the day. It's a little bit more of a walk, obviously, but there's still service to those individuals and customers. And then their trip, if they're going to Walmart, for instance, most of the riders, customers from that area are going from Orlando Northbrook to Walmart. They can still take the Yellow Route, which will take them to Uptown Station, and get on the Red Route, which will take them to Walmart, and it's the same amount of time.
Are passengers generally more accepting of a longer walk or extra steps they have to take to get to the bus if they can get more frequency?
Yeah, generally for transit, if you provide more frequent service, people, transit users are more willing to walk to that service, especially when you give 15-minute service. Like I said, during the peak, the Yellow does have 15-minute service. The rest of the day, it's 30 minutes.
And how much are you saving by eliminating the Olive?
We're saving about $523,000 by eliminating that route. However, we are going to be using the money saved from that route to add frequency on the Lime route from downtown Bloomington to Walmart, and then also on the Red route from Uptown Station to Walmart and Normal. We're calling that the Red Express and Lime Express.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Isaac Thorne, General Manager of Connect Transit. How much is there a correlation between gas prices and ridership? Gas prices are as low as they've been in quite some time, under $2. Has that caused more people to drive their vehicles instead of taking the bus?
Yeah, typically low gas prices, more people will use their vehicles or own a vehicle than they will take public transit. And as the price increases to above $3 and gets to $4, a lot more people will use public transit because the simple economics of owning and operating a vehicle as opposed to taking public transit is much, much cheaper. I'm cautiously optimistic back in November when we saw a sharp decrease in gasoline prices. They dropped below $2 a gallon. They're up closer to $3, which usually is good for transit. And we have seen over the last few months, even in December, increases in ridership. Last month was up, I think, 7%. November was up 8.5%. And we're up almost 9% year-to-date over last December.
And we're now about a month into the federal government shutdown, and a sizable amount of your funding comes from the federal government. How much of a concern is that in the short term and potentially long term, as there's been no movement toward a resolution?
Yeah, short term, we're not concerned. I think if this continues 6-8 more months, that's when it does become concerning for us, not only from an operating budget standpoint, but also a capital budget. We have capital improvements we want to make. We can't do that without the federal funding. I'm sure we could find a way through our local capital account to pay for those expenses, but we don't want to have to do that. So I think short term, we're fine. But as if this continues 6-8 months, then we'll have to look at other forms of funding, such as a short term credit line of credit or something of that nature.
And what are some of those capital improvements that you're relying on federal funding for?
Yeah, so we're about ready to issue a RFP to have solar infrastructure installed here at our maintenance facility for the arrival of electric buses in 2020. So we'll have solar panels on our maintenance facility that will reduce our energy costs here for the maintenance and administration building. We should have near zero cost, but also that infrastructure is important to reduce the cost of charging electric buses.
That was Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne with GLT's Eric Stock. The agency plans to schedule community engagement sessions in the coming weeks to gather public feedback about the proposed rate hikes and route changes. It will hold a public hearing in March. The rate changes would take effect July 1st. As a matter of disclosure, GLT Program Director Mike McCurdy is the chair of the Connect Transit Board.